My name's Doug.
This is the audio recording from the simulation for the contraceptive. This is the beginning of the visit. I'm going to record all the way to the end of the visit. This is the information that is needed in order to complete the SOAP note. Please do not add any new information. Anything that's not stated or not on the photo that was sent to you, then please do not add.
Hi, I'm Lily.
Hi, Lily. My name is Lexi. I'm one of the midwives here at Frontier Birthing Center. So you want to go by Lily?
Yeah, Lily's fine.
Okay, fabulous. And may I ask which pronouns you prefer?
She, her.
Fabulous. Okay, tell me about what brings you into our office today.
Yeah, I'm looking for a new plan for birth control. I've been worried about pregnancy since abortion is illegal in my state, and I'm looking for something reliable.
Okay. Before we start, I just want to say that this is traditionally a pretty long appointment. There are lots of questions, and I just want you to, to know that this is all about your body. You get to make the decisions. And secondly, that, answering I don't know or I'm not sure is very common and very appropriate. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
So let's start. First of all, have you used contraception before?
Like when I was a teenager, I tried out the pills.
Okay. How did that go for you?
I didn't really like them and they made me moody. Yeah.
Okay. Second of all, are you in a position where you want to get pregnant moving forward at any time?
I already have like 2 kids at home and I feel like I'm ready to end that chapter. So I'm open to something permanent too.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you. All right. We're going to be asking you questions about your history. Then we're going to be asking you questions. So by that, I mean like things that you've experienced, medical problems. We're going to be asking you like GYN and OB problem about, your history with OB and GYN, meaning like your pregnancy history and stuff. And then we're going to be talking about options for contraception that you have and making a plan together. So I just want to give you kind of a big picture of what the appointment's going to look like. Okay. And if at any time there's something you want to volunteer, please tell me to stop. Okay. Sorry to interrupt you. Okay. So I'm going to start right away with the menstrual stuff. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, where your menstrual period is roughly measuring from the time that you first bleed to the next time you first bleed, is the length pretty much the same? Do you have regular cycles?
Yeah, they're very regular.
Okay, and how many days are they?
30 days.
Okay, and would you call your bleeding heavy?
I would say regular or light. But not too heavy.
Okay. And by not too heavy, like how many pads or tampons do you use per day?
Like 3.
Okay. How about cramping?
No cramping.
No cramping? Oh, that's good. When was your last pap smear?
2 years ago.
Okay. What were the results?
They were normal.
Okay.
We're going to switch.
Hi, Lily. My name is Laquan. I'm one of the midwifery students. I just want to jump back in and reiterate, because I know that you said you have 2 children at home. I just want to confirm that because I was made aware that you had 2 pregnancies and 1 abortion. So I just want to confirm exactly what your pregnancy history is.
Yeah, I have 1 at home, like with my pregnancy, and then I have one from his last relationship.
Okay, perfect. Can you tell me about your first pregnancy? Was it full term, preterm?
Yeah, it was full term.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
Feels so long ago, but I was 17 at the time.
Oh, okay. And was it a vaginal birth? Was it a cesarean?
Yeah, vaginal.
Okay, were there any complications?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So in reference to the abortion, how long ago was the abortion?
I was 23 when I got it.
Okay. Okay. So back to your menstrual history, I just wanted to confirm, how many days do you actually bleed?
About 5 to 6 days.
Okay. And you said you're bleeding, it's regular light.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about your current sexual history.
Okay.
We know, are you currently sexually active?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a monogamous relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What are you currently using right now to prevent pregnancy?
Condoms.
Okay. Have you ever had any STDs?
I had chlamydia when I was a teenager.
Okay. And you said as a teenager, right? When was your last STD testing, screening?
2 years ago at my pap smear.
Do you remember exactly what the results were of your pap smear?
It was normal.
Normal? Okay. So, since we're talking about contraceptive, do you have any time frame on if you want to have more children, when that will be?
I think we're leaning towards not having more children at the time.
Okay. Alrighty. So you're looking for something, a contraceptive that's long term, where you don't necessarily have to do anything every day?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you wanting to just remove the period, or are you okay with still getting your period every month?
I don't mind if I have it, or if I do, or if I don't have it. I'm fine either way.
Okay. So I know that
you're going to switch.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Samantha Weston. I'm also a midwifery student. I'm going to keep on asking you questions like my colleagues have asked you. I'm going to start with, I know you said that you want something that you don't want to really think about taking every day. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you don't mind if you get your period or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have preferences on on if it's hormonal or not hormonal? I know you said that the pills that you took made you moody.
Yeah, I think I want something non-hormonal.
Okay. And then earlier you said something about it being permanent, but then you're not 100% sure on if we want kids maybe eventually in the future.
I think we're set on when we're done with the kids. But okay. We had discussed previously, too, we didn't know if me or my partner should be the one getting the procedure. Just more information on that. Is she frozen?
She is frozen. Samantha, go back to what you said. You were frozen.
that for sure. And then maybe we can just like absolutely permanent, so you can have time to think this.
Can you start over, Samantha? We can't really hear what you said. Go back to, she had said she wants more information.
Can you hear me now, though?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I live in the middle of nowhere. It's very hard to get Wi-Fi. So we can do something that can last a couple years, so then you can have more time to think about like a permanent solution, or we can talk about permanent solutions today. It's your choice, but we can do some contraceptives that can last a few years while you have time to discuss that with your partner.
Yeah. Do you have information on the procedure for males? Because we were talking about it, but we couldn't decide like who should get it done, me or him.
So for a male, it'd be called a vasectomy. It would stop sperm from exiting his penis. It would require like 3 months of safe sex and still using condom, and then having to do a like a test afterwards to make sure that his sperm count is low enough to be effective. So it's not effective immediately. So you would need, and
we're not really hearing you, Samantha. We're getting about every third word. I don't know if you have any earphones or anything that you can put or move closer to your router, but we are going to switch at this point to Dana.
Hi, Lily. I'm Dana, another women's health nurse practitioner.
I'm sorry, here. Dana. I apologize. I called you Dana. Sorry.
No problem. Hi, Lily. I'm just going to take over here with some continued questions. So just to review, you're interested in a non-hormonal option for birth control, something that's semi-permanent but could possibly be reversed if you decided to change your mind. Is that right?
Either way, I mean, leaning towards no kids. So.
Okay. Yeah. It's, I know it's challenging to make those, you know, very final decisions. Some non-hormonal options I'm thinking about for you, would include, possibly a copper IUD, which would give you the option to reverse that birth control if you decided to, pursue having more children. But it also is almost semi-permanent because it lasts a very long time, like up to 12 years. So that would give you plenty of time to figure out what your actual plan is without having, you know, a very permanent decision to make. How does that sound to you?
They both sound good. Definitely interested in both. Is there any like side effects with the copper IUD?
Yeah, that's a good question. Some of the side effects can include a little bit of extra bleeding, but it sounds like your periods are pretty light and pretty regular. So the copper IUD being non-hormonal does, you will continue to have regular cycles and bleed. But the mechanism of action for copper IUD is to kill the sperm. And so you wouldn't be able to get pregnant at that point. The secondary mechanism of action is to thin your uterine lining. So it doesn't allow for implantation of a pregnancy. That would be the secondary method. So if the sperm isn't killed, then that's also a possibility, is kind of keeping that uterine lining thin for not allowing pregnancy.
Okay. Yeah. The heavy bleeding doesn't sound too bad too.
Yeah. And some women find that, you know, it doesn't increase it by much. It sounds like you're bleeding 5 days. It might go to 7, but it might increase a little bit on the amount. But overall, people seem, you know, fairly happy with that method. And again, we can always change it out if it's something that's not working for you.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, good. And then I don't, you know, with it being a non-hormonal method, the nice part about it is there aren't a lot of contraindications to that. Have you ever had an ectopic pregnancy in your past?
No, I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pregnancy that's not in the uterus. So, you know, that's something that we would look at, but not a contraindication for the copper IUD. And then I guess it's something that we'd have to set you up with a procedure to do at another time. We wouldn't be able to do it in this visit. Would that be okay for you as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see here. We probably need to do an exam, today though, to just make sure everything, looks good and make sure that you're not having any pain or any infection risk, things like that. Do you have any vaginal discharge, any concerns, at this point with that?
No.
Okay, good. And then we have your vital signs, which is great. You're up to date.
We're going to switch to Alexia.
Hi, Lily. I know there's a lot of information, and I noticed one of the things you said was that you and your partner had already discussed having a procedure and that you were more debating on who should get the procedure more than anything else. So I just wanted to clarify with you if you still feel that way, or how are you feeling right now? What's your gut telling you in terms of where you want to go?
Yeah, we did discuss on like vasectomy and sterilization, and he would be willing to do it, but we didn't know much about it. And yeah, like you said, didn't know on who, like which partner, which person should get the procedure done.
Okay. Do you feel like you've gotten enough information about that?
Yeah, I think so. I think we'll need to discuss it again with the information I've learned too.
Okay. And then how about the IUD? Do you have any questions about the IUD? Because that seems like the other one that you're interested in. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think I have any questions on the IUD itself. Okay. If the only side effect is just like heavier flow or more bleeding. But I did hear that some IUDs can be like very painful in the beginning or like during insertion. So I was also curious about that.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention real quick is that IUDs also work can cause increased amounts of cramping during your period. That's something that I wanted to add. And then there's a lot of, you know, you hear a lot of stories about the insertion of the IUD and it being painful. And, you know, part of our training is to look at like the big picture on that. And of course, every person has their own individual experience. And so, you know, for someone, for example, who's had an experience. As much as possible to reduce the discomfort, take a like that in your history. It can be very traumatizing to have a procedure like that. Do you have anything like that in your history?
No, I do not.
Okay. So usually we do things like we recommend that you take an NSAID, you know, like ibuprofen before coming in. And then we try as much as possible to reduce the discomfort by creating a safe space for you, by listening to you when you say, hey, right now it's too much, too painful. Can you pause or can you stop? But
we're going to switch.
All right, Lily, I'm back again. So I know that you just got a wealth of information, and we're nearing the end of the visit for the most part.
You guys have 10 and a half minutes left.
Okay. Can you please reiterate to me the information that you received so far in reference to the education and actual what happens with the procedure for the implant of the IUD?
Yeah. For the IUD, it sounds like I can take like ibuprofen and stuff, and it might not hurt as much as stories I've seen or heard of. Yeah.
In reference to the vasectomy?
And then to the vasectomy, it sounds like either of us can get it. And that for me, it would be like going under, which would have more risks. Yeah.
Okay. So I see that you did get a lot of information, but I just want to summarize it just a little bit for you, so it's a little bit more clearer. In reference to the vasectomy, you know, your male partner will come into the office, not this particular office, but you know, the procedure is just pretty much a snip. It's less invasive for him to actually do it. And of course, you would still need to continue with using condoms or some type of contraceptive for at least 3 months before he's actually not producing any active sperm. For you, yes, of course, you know, if you were to do the sterilization, you would definitely have to go under. It's a little bit more invasive for you. You're going to be out of work and things like that. So the reason why we're pretty much saying something in reference to the IUT, because it's pretty much a reversible sterilization. You put it in, you know, it decreases your chances of getting pregnant. But if you do decide sometime in the future, because you are pretty young, that you do want to have children, you can easily have it removed and, you know, try working on conceiving a child.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would need for me to clarify for you?
I don't think so.
Okay, so there's just a few things that I do want to just get from you that we didn't get yet in reference to your medical history, because I do know that you told the medical assistant that you don't have any, but I just want to just confirm, have you ever been told that you have hypertension, high blood pressure? Do you suffer from migraines or headaches? No? Okay, no history of diabetes, no cancer? Okay, great. So it seems like you're leaning towards the copper IUD. You would have to medicate and eat a meal 30 minutes before actually coming in for the procedure.
Also, switch to Samantha. You guys have 7.5 minutes, so you got lots of time still. So don't feel rushed, okay, Samantha?
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, I'm sorry about that. From what I'm understanding, we're gonna go forward with the copper IUD, is that correct?
I definitely still want to discuss at home on like procedures and stuff. And I don't want to like get anything done right now just so that we have time to discuss at home and like who should do the procedure and like, yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts on start? Would you rather start some sort of contraception today instead then?
Want an apple?
What do you mean by that?
Want an apple?
Like, would you like...
So then I'm recording.
Oh, yeah. Sounds like you have a personal problem. Nobody needs to hear that.
Like, come on. Stop doing that.
Oh, I can't hear myself.
I don't care. All
right.
Like, to schedule something hormonal, but like a birth control that could cut...
What do you mean by that?
like, would you like to start, like, some sort of, like, hormonal type? I know you didn't want hormonal, but...
What do you mean by that?
Like, would you like to start, like, some sort of, like, hormonal type? I know you didn't want hormonal, but, like, a birth control that could cover you until you came up with a decision? Or would you like to schedule something for to get your copper IUD placed that is non-hormonal? What are your thoughts?
I'd like to wait after we discuss at home.
Okay.
And I'm curious if you think like condoms are okay to use during that time while we like decide and come back.
Of course, condoms are a great option while you're waiting to come up with a decision. Condoms are also really great because they prevent a lot of STIs. You can also use them with like a spermicide. And then there's also things that we get, like a diaphragm that you can place internally, like a female condom that can also prevent pregnancy while you wait. And you make your decision based on that. Is that something that you'd like to discuss?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay, so some like non-hormonal contraceptions that you can use instead of like an IUD that you have to wait for. You can do a male condom. Have you been using condoms? Goodness gracious.
I think we're frozen again. I'm going to have Dina take us home. You got 4.5 minutes.
Okay. So, Lily, we were talking a little bit about the diaphragm and spermicide and condoms. I know that's a lot. Those are a lot of options. Definitely using condoms with a spermicide diaphragm makes them extra effective. Sometimes if condoms break, if they're not at the appropriate time, meaning before any type of birth or foreplay, sometimes, you know, you can get into a little bit of a predicament there as far as pregnancy risk. So I think that is an option, combining a couple of non-hormonal methods until you get to a place where you've decided on what the next is.
Yeah. What does the spermicide look like? Is that like a cream?
Yeah, it's a gel type liquid, and sometimes people can get a little irritation with it, so you might have to just get out, see what you think, see how that works for your body. But it is, and some of the comps actually have a spermicide to them, so you can use that as well. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
And then getting back to the IUD, just for more information for you to take home to your discuss, it is effective right away. So place it. There's no need for backup birth control. Obviously, as we've mentioned, not protective against STIs. If you have any concern in the future, you'd want to use a barrier method like a female condom or a male condom. Oh, sorry. Did you have a question?
Oh, no. I was just saying, okay.
Okay. And then if you do have any kind of concerns or complications, we want you to call back. So anything like abdominal pain, severe one-sided or, you know, kind of pain, extreme amounts of bleeding. But mainly with the copper IUD, it's mainly a placement issue. So there is a small perforation at the time of insertion, meaning going through the uterus. It's a very small percentage, small risk, but it is a risk factor there. Typically, that doesn't happen once placed. It's usually during the procedure itself it's going to happen. But again, it's a very small risk.
Okay.
And then we also do offer a cervical block as well. So that can, it's kind of a tension, a burn internally, but it does those nerves around the cervix, which can sometimes help with that pain placement. But It is a fairly quick procedure to, by the time we, you know, numb you, that gets set up and place the IUD, maybe a few minutes to get through. So kind of keep in mind, it's not, you know, a big long hour procedure. It's fairly. Then hopefully that ibuprofen will take over cramping you have after.
Okay.
Does it sound like you have enough information on the IUD to kind of take home and discuss with your partner?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other questions or concerns that you wanted to go over today?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It sounds like you kind of just want to call back and make an appointment as needed. We don't need to schedule anything at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, please do reach out if you have any questions or concerns. We're here to help and answer to make sure you get the right method for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty, so that was the end of the visit. I apologize for the pauses and the rewinds due to some inappropriate behavior done on my end. But please let me know if you need anything further.